Hello, my name is Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem. Or through our Women of the Vine faith,
ministries, all on the internet.
Now, all that you've done within this service, Father.
Lord.
We are praying, Lord, for a closer walk with thee, Father. And that's why, Father, we come asking you to forgive us of our sins, wash us, and cleanse us, that we might be in right fellowship, right relationship with you. That we may be doers of the word and not just hearers. That we may be able to leave this place and to set the example. We may be able to leave this place and to suffer if we have to for your glory. We want, Father, a closer walk with thee. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. Give God a hand clap of praise in this place. 2011, this year I will resolve. And who is him? Amen. This has been our theme throughout the whole year as we've been studying from Philippians chapter 3. From Philippians chapter 3, Paul has led us to want to know the fellowship of his suffering, wanting to know the power of his resurrection, and wanting to set the example. This month we're starting a new series, and this morning we're in a second message in this series, and we talked about yesterday the suffering soldier for Christ. And if you'd like to hear that, it is on our website. But this month, we're going to be talking about from Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, where Paul says, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. We're challenging you this month to live as we do. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, or neighbor, live as we do. It's a powerful statement to be able to make. Because you're saying that you are an example, that you are a model of what God says you should be. Right. And in your newsletters, preferably you've got a copy of your newsletters, David E. Reed is going to help us to learn what we're talking about as we challenge you to live as we do. And he's going to talk about the model for the faithful Christian. The model for the faithful Christian. And he's helping us through his word picture, through the word of God, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, show what a model Christian, or an example of what a Christian should be. And in this text, we talk about three things. We talk about a soldier, we talk about an athlete, and then we talk about a farmer as models of the Christian faith. So we want you to get the newsletters. His words are a bit weighty, but I pray that you can get into the deeper things of God. Amen. Amen. And also want you to carry a copy of your newsletters to family and friends. Amen. Amen. But today we're going to talk about the suffering sports person for Christ. The suffering sports person for Christ. And we're going to read this morning in your hearing 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 through 7.
Right.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 through 7. Let's read this out loud together at the same time as we are standing in reverence to the Word of God. And as we are standing, saying that I will stand on the Word of God. Say to your neighbor, stand on the Word. Let's read this out loud together at the same time. It's two slides on three. One, two, three. Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. And again, we're talking about the suffering sports person for Christ. The suffering sports person for Christ. This morning, we're going to talk all around 3 points as the Holy Spirit leads us. We're going to talk about an athlete's suffering, an athlete's striving, and an athlete's submitting. Because athletes do suffer, athletes do strive, and athletes do submit. And we want Christians to know today that Christians should suffer in the service of Christ as a good athlete. Christians should suffer in the service of Christ as a good athlete. This text today, once again, the foundational text for many believers. Because we know the background of the text. The background of the text was that Paul was coming to the end.